Hey, what it do on deck? Cause it's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 235 of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast is here. We talking features today, man. Best featured artist. We're gonna give you a couple scenarios, and we're gonna figure out who would be the best feature to hop on that joint, and also just give some of my most consistent featured artists of all time. But of course, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor, go to realvillemedia.com, check out all the shows on the site.
All the shows consist of the FSP, Full Sport Press Podcast with Jay Hove, Jeff, and How Weezy on the boards producing that show. This last episode was the most infamous college scandals. Check out Fresh for Dummies, Animal Brown, Jay Hove giving you the latest on the rumors with Drake going over to Adidas. Is it going to happen? Is it not? Check everything out at realvillemedia.com. Let us know what you think. Leave comments. And show starts right now.
What it do with the business is
another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, aka Veggie Jackson?
Veggie Jackson. Yeah, you're man. Recycle mode on those, ain't you?
Absolutely. I got 20 to go through, motherfucker. I got plenty to go around. What are you talking about?
They're coming back quick.
Worry about that.
Drop those.
Yeah, worry about that.
What you have up for the weekend?
Hey, this weekend was cool, man. The sun came out.
Nice little tax weekend.
Cooler, son. I don't know nothing about them taxes yet.
It was a tax weekend.
I know them J's flew off the shelf, though, so maybe them taxes did kick in for other people. Those, not so much for the kid.
Those bread ones were nowhere to be found. Not so much for me either.
Bread toe ones, but it's all ones. Good.
Whatever.
Nah, I chilled out, though, for the most part. Shout out to my homegirl Q on the hookup, but we was at the Atlanta premiere, the TV show Atlanta, at the red carpet. That was interesting, to say the least.
That was fun. We got our media
had a good time
going. Shout out to the missus. Told us we need to get the media thing going, and you had the media passes, so we did our media thing. It was very interesting. They had it at a drive-through.
Drive-in. I didn't know we had a drive-in theater in Atlanta.
I had seen it before, but I've never been to a movie there. Like, they had some other stuff that was going on there. But it was cool, though.
Had the cars out with the whips and the paint, the candy paint, old schools.
Couple of whips out there.
Yeah.
Some preposterous stuff out there as well.
It was, why?
What's that?
I don't know.
You throw the 22s on the Jeep Cherokee?
Yeah, well, that's an obvious question. Somebody had the Jeep Cherokee that was souped up, and I'm not sure why. I guess it's too far. Once you put the 22s in the paint, you can't take that shit back, so you might as well just live with it. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? I'm not souping up the Jeep Cherokee.
I guess. But to the show, we got to see the first episode of Atlanta. It was kind of chilly out there, so we got up out of there. But that first episode was good. It had Cat Williams in there. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
It come out Thursday any fucking way.
Oh, yeah. So if y'all ain't listen to the podcast before you watch the show, that's a spoiler. But it was funny, though.
Childish Gambino seemed like a cool nigga, though.
He do.
He seemed like a cool, down-to-earth. Now, he had to put on a little bit for the red carpet and
that
shit.
That shirt was some slaw.
He be wearing slaw shirts, though.
He do.
With the taco meat out.
Yeah, his brother looked just like him. He had his brother there.
He like a fat version of him.
He's tough. He put his brother on. He's a writer for the show. He walked the red carpet. He answers questions. He was talking to plenty of people. Got to ask him. He said the biggest difference between this season and last season was a lot darker. That was one of the questions asked. And
Can you see that from the first episode?
Yeah.
I can, too.
Could. And one of the white actors on there, which I thought this was funny, on the red carpet, they said three things that are different from last year to this year, and if you could describe it in just three words, and one of the words that the white guy used was black.
That was, I heard that too. That was funny as hell.
Very black.
No, he said dark. He said dark. And when you try to throw him under the bus,
he said dark. Because you said you heard that too.
No, he said dark because we joked about it.
I think he meant black. Because somebody else, I think, said that is a very black show, dude. I mean, and it is, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is.
There's some other comments that we can get to later as far as Donald Glover is feeling himself and getting his swag thing going on. Did you have anything else cracking for the weekend?
Nah, that was it. I wanted to see Black Panther again, but I got lazy, so I didn't fuck with it. I'm going to try to slide through this weekend. It's still doing numbers, and that's crazy.
Oh, man. seen his dope ass play this weekend called King Headley II. Fire. If you're into plays, if you're a thespian out here in these streets, if you're cultured, go check that out. It was very, it was really good though. Can't think of my guy's name, the did Fences,
but you don't know him.
I don't know him, but
the dude that made
same
Fences,
same guy that wrote Fences, wrote this as part of a 10-part series. Really,
you gonna see all 10 of them?
That's my goal. That's my bucket list. Traveling the United States to see all 10 of these. No, because it's about black. It's about black history coming up in the 20th century. So that he got one for each 10 years in the 20th century, like black families dealing with whatever it may be, just different scenarios, like growing up in the inner city. Like this one particularly was about a dude who was trying to sell refrigerators. He was a hustler, basically. He was trying to sell refrigerators, and his dad got killed, and he ended up killing somebody and some other stuff. It was dope. Really fly. Y'all looked that up. King Headley II.
For all those still awake listening right now, you just got put to sleep by that shit.
Yeah, just
you going to focus to set it off?
No.
You'll be that
actors.
Front row.
I don't like the actors that look like in there. But,
no hate on the bread.
Also, Netflix, 7 Seconds, too. Watch that this weekend. Fire. With Regina King in it.
I fuck with Regina King, don't she talk?
She bodying this.
All right, man. You done? You watch some more shit? You done? Went to the opera? Cultured man?
Opera.
What else? Anything else?
Relax, son.
All right.
Talking about X-Men.
Let's get to this rap shit. Now, I guess we'll start off with Yo Boy Rosenberg. This is your man. Drake's video has been out a little over a week. That God's Plan just hit about 75, 76 million views in a week and a half. But not everybody's a fan. Rosenberg from Hot 97 criticized the video for seeming like a publicity stunt. He did this on air. More people were listening than he probably assumed, including Drake, who gave him a call on his personal line to express his displeasure with the way he criticized the video. My question is, did Drake make the right move by calling him and airing him out?
Yeah, at this point in your career, if you're Drake, you got to do that. They said Hov used to call radio stations to go in around Blueprint era. Nas would call and go in when motherfuckers were stunting up there or whatever it may be. So I expect this from Drake.
It's a boss move?
Yes, a boss move.
Okay.
Because Rosenberg got a platform. Like, that's they claim the number one radio show in New York. Because it's specifically in New York, and Breakfast Club is syndicated across the country. So they said they're the only local show. So being the only local show, they feel like they got a big voice in hip hop. If Rosenberg speaking on my video and he talking like he ain't speaking favorably, because Rosenberg can get out of pocket sometimes. He talk a little bit more than he know, I feel like. Because he listened to rap a long time, don't mean he can say some of the stuff that he says. And Drake probably feel the same way, so called him out. I don't see a problem with it.
I mean, first of all, I knew someone of some type of stature was going to hate it. You just had to give it time. I didn't see it being Rosenberg. Apparently, him and Drake have kind of like a weird history. I thought it was going to be Charlamagne. I thought that's who was going to hate on it. To be honest, it would have made total sense for him to. He doesn't like. He's expressed that he doesn't like Drake anyway. What? Not since Back to Back. Yeah, ever since the shout out.
Since he sent him the champagne bottle.
That's true. I thought he was going to fire that flame back up, but instead it was Rosenberg.
I didn't think nobody was going to hate personally. Because, I mean, Drake is the golden child. Like, you hate on Drake, you're going to look specifically like what you are, a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like,
people
like
don't
nobody,
mind being that.
Yeah, I could see Ebro doing it. I can't see Rosenberg. Like, well, actually, I could see Rosenberg doing it, but just speaking out of turn, because you're not the person to do it.
Yeah, he okay. He said it came off as contrived, and that, yes, people have done charity on video before, but they haven't made entire music 10-minute montages of them doing charity as a music video. So that was his air quote issue with it. He said that he believed that he had good intentions. He thought that if Drake would have hit him up previously and asked him, he would have told him, I think this is a bad idea.
Guess what? Guess who needs your advice, Rosenberg? Not Drake. Like, the reason that Drake didn't call you up and ask you, because you would have advised against it, and he wouldn't have had 75 million views on YouTube
in a week.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, come on, man.
Now, I will give Rosenberg this, though. He said he DM'd Drake before he went on air to say that he didn't like it, and he said in the DM that I'm not feeling it You know what I mean? Da 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 da. So he did say that beforehand.
I would be even more personally offended if he felt like he had to DM me to be like, I don't like it. Like it's one thing when it's your job. That's his job to
for
go
sure.
up and critique my album. You cool on that?
Yeah.
But I could see now. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
he did.
I would be mad and upset even more and call up there on air. You actually can put me on air because don't DM me like, ah, man, we cool, man, with this shit you're doing. I just don't like it, bro. I don't give a fuck. I just gave somebody $50,000 to get through college. You think I care what you like on the point where you got to DM me? Man, get out of here. That's terrible.
I don't know if he thought he was going to get he never got a response from the DM, by the way, but he
blocked.
Got the phone call.
He should have got blocked.
He said Drake was hot.
Yeah, I could understand that.
Woo.
Because you, like, doing it on the radio is one thing and being hot about it, but like being like pissed off and saying the stuff that Drake said, I could see that now with the preceding DM. Like, it's almost like you think you're schooling me. Like, bro,
yeah.
I'm the one that's getting 75 million views. I'm Drake. You're Rosenberg. Let's realize the roles here.
That's a fact. So like, that was a very, very Jay-Z move, though. I'm not taking the social media. I'm not tweeting you. I'm not screenshotting the DM. I'm going to call you. Don't worry about how I got your number.
Private.
Don't worry about
who is this? Champagne Poppy. What did he say when he called? Who is he?
Hey,
like
no.
When you ask Drake, who is this? How did he respond? Aubrey? This Drake?
The six Champagne. God.
Oh, it's the six God.
Absolutely. That's what you say.
That's funny. That's the best one he can use.
In
right
a Batman voice.
Who is this? Six God.
Click. All right, man, moving on to something you actually called about a week or two ago for once. This happens about once every 6 months when you call and have something right.
It's every show occurrence, actually.
So we must celebrate this. 50 Cent is now backtracking on his Bitcoin claims. If y'all remember, a couple weeks ago, a report came out saying that his Animal Ambition album was available to purchase via Bitcoin, and he ended up making a bunch of millions of dollars off of it, blah, 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 blah. Now court documents have came out. Now that the court hit him up, said, oh, you got $7 million in a cut? Word? He now says in court documents he has never had a Bitcoin account, has never owned Bitcoin. Is 50 getting too many passes for putting on for the ground?
Actually, he don't get passes. I think all of this shit is karma. It come back to him every time. For fucking with everybody back in the day. Every time he think he got a little slack. Every time he think he can say something and swiggle back in. Boom, court papers. Oh, okay, what about this where you said you had no money? Every time.
Yep.
And it's karma. It's bad karma from what he did back in the day. That's all it is.
He's supposed to not say shit. Even when that. See, what happened was, number one, I can't blame him because he didn't put the report out. He didn't put this news out. It was reported through other sources, and he just didn't deny it.
I personally think the same thing happened to Vitamin Water.
That's
I think that was the
possible?
Same thing. Oh, 50 got $400 million because he had this many stake and didn't like, nah, relax, man.
Hey, you never know. But with
this
particular incident, this was hard to believe because, one, who bought that Animal Ambition album? Two, if you were ahead of the game to have Bitcoin in 2014, why would you buy that Animal Ambition album? That's like going backwards.
You had to be like partying with 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it had to be you was rich and you was partying with 50.
And you just don't know.
Like,
you think
hey,
he's still cool.
Right. You're like, hey, man, this Bitcoin stuff is where it's at. You can have one of them if you give me your new album that no one's heard.
Gotta be.
That was in 2013.
Now, here's the thing. Because I believe he still gets passes because a lot of this shit don't get brought up. Remember
wait,
when
wait,
he was.
Define pass, though. What you mean? Because people
I mean,
don't fuck with 50.
Who don't?
People don't fuck with. He's funny. Like, people laugh at him.
They don't fuck with his music.
No. Period.
Nah, stop.
Like 50. What?
He still, when he does something, it still makes waves. That's my point. If he was irrelevant and he did something, nobody would talk about it.
But he's relevant because people are relishing in him not being as successful as he once was. That's why he's relevant. Like every time I feel like that he makes noise is because people are trying to laugh at him. Even when they give him the Bitcoin thing, you see what happened 2 weeks later. I knew for a fact that this didn't happen. Well, not for a fact, but I was 98% sure.
But I remember when the court documents first was pressing him, and he was saying that the watches were fake, the cars were rented. And so he had to kind of swallow his pride and admit that shit. I know that hurt. I don't give a fuck what he would say. But I feel like if anybody else comes out and says that, they get clowned, bro. He wasn't getting clowned.
But that's the perception I feel like the 50 has put out there with the vitamin water and the Bitcoin stuff. They feel like, oh, 50's smart. So he's telling the court, oh, these watches are fake. When we know for real, because he made $400 million off vitamin water, allegedly, that they real. Because he bought Mike Tyson's house, they real, allegedly. Like, nah, we really don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So.
So now you're going to question every rap deal that ever comes across the headlines?
Just 50s. You know what I'm saying? Because
he's really behind power.
He's the only one that I got to question because, like, where's the verification? When he sold Mike Tyson's house, where you live now? Where you live at, 50? You're welcome to come on the show and let us know, but I'm just saying. I don't know. Some fishy going on over there.
Shout out 50, man. That's my Queens brethren.
Some fishy going on over there in Queens.
Queens, let's get it.
I need to clean that up, man.
Moving on. Let's take it down south. Oh, my God. Black youngster.
That's like yo boy.
Has a new project out, 223.
Toot, toot.
That's a new popular single, Booty. It's not new, but it's popular right now.
Toot, toot.
And you can add a new contest to that as well. Hashtag buy me a booty youngster. It's going on Instagram right now. Now, what do ladies have to do to win this new booty, you ask?
Well, they're dying to know.
Absolutely. They have to post a video of them twerking to his song and write in the caption why they need a new booty. He will pick a winner March 2nd to get a brand new booty. He is teaming up with Dr. Miami to give a fan a brand new ass.
Teaming up with Dr. Miami is crazy.
Absolutely. Now, my question is, can you give me one word to describe this new contest?
Millennials. That's my word for it. Because I feel like this is something that could only happen now in today's time. And black youngster is the person to do it. Is it pitiful? Would I like sign off to it? No, not at all. But look how people are marketing their albums nowadays. Like, this is just another marketing thing. Like, the single already popping. People know what it is. They know the Dr. Miami thing going on.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to bring this to the mainstream. As far as I can push this envelope, as black youngster, I'm going to do this. Like, I mean, you could say, yeah, he should be donating that money to kids, and he should be doing this for college scholarships. Yeah, he should. He absolutely should. But that's not going to sell albums for black youngsters.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it is. Now, like, your boy, it just came off Love & Hip Hop. It just dropped a sex tape. Probably the best thing that ever gonna happen to him in his life.
Who?
Safari. Like,
he got
the
a sex
same
tape?
Thing.
This shit crazy.
Like, the thing is on Twitter, they say he has a sex tape, and people are praising him for it. It's a Kim K thing with him.
Gotcha.
And like, these are rollouts now. I bet you Safari got a tape coming out, and he got a tape coming
and he
out.
He won't get six more downloads off of this tape.
Apparently, the female is going crazy.
Okay. Wait till I put mine out. No, look. All right.
I just threw up.
My word is this is very black youngster-ish. It fits his whole brand to a T. So on one end, it's brilliant. On the other end, it's sad. Let's be honest. a contest, because I feel like you're preying on people's insecurities when you do that. And so it's a little on the corny side to me. Mm-hmm. And plus, I'm just not a fan of like surgery of surgeries that you aren't like medically needed.
It's not
something I do.
Right.
Like if they was giving out 6-pack surgeries, I just don't feel like dudes would be lining up for this shit. Maybe so. I don't know.
Yeah, men not. Nah, men.
That's
not.
Just, you know, we got other concerns and issues and shit. But so I get it. I can't help but think that this is an idea of somebody at Atlantic. What did he sign? Epic or Atlantic?
I thought it was Epic.
It might be Epic. Yeah. Sorry. This is the idea of somebody at Epic. Sent behind a desk 1,000 miles away from ass shots and culture and everything. It just screams of that, and he just ran with it. I get it. Again, it's own brand, but it's still corny.
It's social media popular, and I think that's what they're fishing for. Black youngsters are social media artists. You know what I'm saying? So, you said, it fit within the brand.
It's some slaughter.
Are you mad?
He's done worse.
Are you mad at it?
He's done worse. I can't say.
All right, let me ask you this. You're Yo Gotti. How do you feel about this?
He don't give a fuck.
Yo Gotti don't care?
Nah, man.
That's his brand.
He don't care.
As long as he's selling records.
Are we still associating black youngster with Yo Gotti? When the last time they been seen again?
I mean, he sells here at CMG. What was his 223 on?
I have no idea. You know I ain't listening to that shit. Do you see what I'm saying? Are they not even really associated like that no more?
What happened to his case?
What? He had a case?
You remember he tried to kill Dolph. They charged him for that attempted murder.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah, in the North Carolina shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Epic got that shit wiped away. I don't know. See, maybe they made a couple. L.A. Reid made a couple phone. Well, L.A. Reid ain't right there no more. Somebody made a couple phone calls.
Sounds like wrestling to me.
Man, it was that before that. Like even when him on in Walmart, shitting on the gal in Walmart, like just doing like this shit was, that shit be corny.
Swimming in the $2 million. So this new to me though, because since you just said it about Gotti, I'm thinking that Gotti really pushing this, because it's like this some young
millennial shit.
Not yeah, okay.
If I mean young millennial,
Memphis ratchet. Type shit. This is it. So if yo Gotti see that and he like, people gonna fuck with this because my nephew and my nieces is telling me that they gonna fuck with this. From a distance, I can be Shapiro puppet master, right?
Right.
I can do that. I feel like that's what's happening. Geppetto. I feel like that Gotti is that smart. I just don't see your black youngster doing all this stuff. I don't see that.
I'm trying to debate if I want to search this hashtag though.
Nah, what?
The buy me a booty youngster.
I thought you was talking about the Safari sex tape.
Oh my god.
Hashtag.
After first, fuck out of here. I didn't want to see the black China sex tape. That shit was garbage. You want to talk about that shit?
No. Keep it moving.
Garbage. She needs to go back to her government name. You can't even get no nickname no more. That's what's your regular name, Kim?
It is a regular name?
I don't know, but whatever it is, that's what we're calling her from now on.
Name Paige Strong.
Paige. Oh, shit. All right, man, look. Ticketmaster. A lot of people get their tickets. That's a popular ticket site, obviously. If you happen to be on Ticketmaster last week, you may have noticed a page for a Jay-Z and Beyonce joint tour. People took screenshots, set the internet on fire because it had an American and a UK tour with the power couple. Of course, the page was quickly taken down by Ticketmaster promptly. My question is, let's say that this is a real thing and it is around the corner. Is now the time for Jay-Z to do a co-tour with Beyonce?
Me personally, no, I don't think so.
You're just saying that because you don't want to see it.
No, I mean, I wouldn't go see it, but
exactly.
I mean, think of it from a business standpoint, and if you hold like
money.
What you just did was what I said couldn't be done, and what plenty of other people saying could be done that were smarter than me in the music business. No one wants to hear a 40-something-year-old rapper rap, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you done capitalize off that. So let's take 2 more years off and see if it failed the next time. Like, do the whole thing with Beat In and then maybe see if that's successful as well. But I'm old. I just had twins, and I'm Jay-Z, and I got plenty other places to put my interest with the documentary and the film stuff that he's trying to do. I'm not doing no 30-night tour with my wife. Like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing a U.S., Europe, 60. I'm not doing that, especially if I just came off, like, recording the album and going through the whole thing where he did the press run and the whole title video things. Like, I feel like that was that was probably draining.
Absolutely.
So I feel like a vacation is more in line than a tour. That's just my personal opinion.
Nah, and look, some time needs to be taken off in between the last album and this tour, but this tour needs to happen, and I'm going to tell you why it needs to happen. First of all, the rumored joint album.
Speaking as a fan.
No, not at all, because I don't want to – listen, I was the number one person. Like, I don't want to hear that Lemonade and Ice-T mixed album, that Arnold Palmer. I don't want to hear that.
You own that Arnold Palmer strong.
Arnold Palmer in real life is the shit.
No, the album.
Arnold Palmer, that Jay-Z and Beyonce album is not. I didn't want to hear that, but we didn't get that. We got 444. So now that they've got Beyonce satisfied her fans with Lemonade, Jay-Z satisfied his fans with 444, now if you want to do the joint album, now would be the time, and a tour would make all the sense in the world. It would be the trilogy. It would be part 3 in the trifecta that is Lemonade and 444. This is perfect.
It's too soon.
Okay, yeah, maybe later in the year. Maybe toward the end of the year, you'll be coming up on 2 years on 444. Then it's on. The bag is gonna be stupid,
but it's Jay and B though. The bag gonna stay stupid,
of course. But I'm saying them together is ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? They could do this. They could have the premise of this and tease it for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it'd be a wrap by then, because we'll be in a forgotten how Lemonade sound and how 444 sound. We'd be in a forgot about all that.
Then they gonna go back to the new marketing thing and float some story out there. It's gonna be a Becky with the Good Hair number 2.
We don't want that. They already have the perfect story.
It's
now
been successful.
They have it now. This is perfect.
They have it, but cool. But I don't think that they are willing or wanting to capitalize any further off of this.
Shit.
I mean, it already drained. Look at Jay, man. He had a haircut in a year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Jay look rough. It's the oldest I've ever seen Jay look.
Well, this is the oldest he's ever been, motherfucking. I mean, age.
And but he's still looking. He's usually kept. You know what I'm saying? Like, he usually
when he
got
album
a
mode
cool
though.
He be skipping
this barbershop when he in album this, mode.
Oh man, I seen him post album on your boy show, man. Van on CNN.
That was nuts.
That Van Jones show.
That was
what's
garbage.
His name? Yeah, the show was trash.
Ooh, that interview was terrible.
That was so cookie cutter. But like, did you see his hair?
Yeah, it was trash.
I was worried about Hov, man.
Listen,
can't do your hair like that, man. That's when you know you old, man. When your hair start looking like that, you don't got no edge up. It's over, man. The sandals with the toes out, the water those on, the water those threes.
He need to get with Ross with the hairline shit. Ross hairline
got,
rejuvenated.
Ross got a magician. And listen to me, boy. His beard too. Have you seen his new beard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, come on, man. Ross, yeah. I ain't never seen Ross coming for James Harden throne. Ross flourishing out here in these streets. Pause, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ross got a new beard and a new hairline in 2018.
Hey, LeBron need to get him on the phone tonight.
That's
man, listen. Ross. Hey, bro.
Ross,
I see what you're doing up there.
Who got you that?
Hey, I see
where
what you're doing up there.
Where you
dog.
Get one of those?
Come on with that. Come on, slide it to me.
No, real talk though. Tickets will be astronomical. First off, tickets be $800. Yeah,
the nosebleeds $500.
And who the fuck
but
was
then
on
who going
Ticketmaster
to see that for $500? You know what I'm saying?
Now it ain't gonna be $500. That's a stretch. But they're going to be high priced.
1/3 to get in the dough.
Easy.
But that's Jay-Z and Beyonce, so you might can scrape it up.
That's gonna be. Yeah,
they
should have
dropped them now during tax season.
Ooh. If he would have dropped the tickets during tax season,
we'll let y'all know when the tour start. But we just gonna put them on sale right now.
Pre-orders.
Yeah, pre-orders. Just buy them.
Who was on Ticketmaster even looking for this though? How you come across
had to
this?
Be on the front page. That had to be on the landing page when you got there.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, only
nah,
one.
Nah, more
was
people
mistake.
Would have seen it at that point.
Who wanted? Well,
it was only a handful of people that screenshotted and put it up.
Ticketmaster.
Fuck y'all doing on Ticketmaster, dude.
Right.
Real quick before we hit this music break, though, real quick, another tour topic. Big Sean just canceled his upcoming tour. He says, quote, to focus on new music.
He need to, if that's what was wrong with his last album.
We talking about the one with him and Metro Boomin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. If that was nothing.
If the reason being that it sounded that way is because he was on tour, then I'm applauding right now for Big Sean canceling it. Just cancel, go back, give me that Dark Sky Paradise, even the one
I decided.
Came, I decided. Give me
fire.
Either one of those back in the lab again and give me that Big Sean. Other than that,
I'm disappointed because he said this tour was going to be his mixtape joints. And his like newer classic joints. And you could go on the website and pick out what songs you wanted to hear from his mixtapes and shit. You could curate the playlist and they were gonna tally up all the songs and
oh, that's hard.
That's dope. So I'm disappointed. That's some slaw that he canceled the fucking tour. But
you know who need to do that tour like that?
Who?
Wayne.
Ooh.
He ain't got no music out now. If you every city was able to pick what songs they wanted,
that'd be
come
hard.
Rock at mug.
That's a cold concept, period.
That's
though.
Hard. Yeah, it is hard.
But
seven,
yeah, I'm hot at Big Sean.
Seven artists should take that up. T.I., Wayne.
Nah, you had you. We can stop it, Wayne.
Nah, T.I. could do that.
Don't like care about the mixtape
Game
songs.
Could do. Well,
Nah. We keep T.I. I mean, Lil Wayne and Big Sean. Great idea. The end.
But the King can do it.
Maybe
man.
Fab. Somebody like it. Somebody that got a dope mixtape catalog that normally wouldn't perform those songs. You know what I'm saying? Like some B-side shit.
I give you that.
That'll be dope.
Yeah.
Real quick, somebody else who could do that, Wale. Wale heard it. Wale must have listened to the show last week.
I'm sleeping on Wale.
Because we said.
He brought new music out today, right?
He did. We asked, where's Wale at with the shoes?
Yay.
What the fuck are you doing? Why don't you
and
have your own
video,
shoe?
Didn't he?
And then he hopped on Instagram Live
so
for forever and showed off every shoe in this damn closet.
Shout out Wale, friend of the show, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, Wale.
We taking credit for that, but hey, he was wilding with the shoes, though. What was
that? He was shaking that shit, though. He had some heat.
Hey, I meant wilding in a good way.
Okay.
He wilding like wilding out.
He had some heat.
Yeah, he did.
But like you said, he's back with new music. Staying power. Let's hear what this new Wale hitting on. Check it out.
Lately been feeling like niggas doubt me. Trust me, they don't got no staying power. Left Atlantic about a minute later. Hurry, record label, try scout me. Representing all official niggas. Intelligent flying, get bitches, nigga. I tell her to fly, she catch a Delta. Or she roll, or she get to stepping. AKA, I be speaking reckless. 07, my Supreme jacket. AKA, is at Virginia State. My second year, I try to get one pregnant.
Early bird, that was Petersburg. Now my little bird, fly to Teterboro. Halliburton full of blues brothers. Ain't no Ackroyd or Volusian evil. Paranoid, so I'm drinking heavy. Hearing voices, so I'm sleep heavy. Had a choice, I could turn it back. I be running back for a team or something. Kept return while receiving money. Now I'm sneaking burners in the club. I'm not concerned about who beefing with us. I can give them words, I can beat them up. Rap those, I'm Zab Judah. Hook, cross, jab, jab, throw him. Uber X, I'm in the Maxima. She was a Maxima, she got an attitude. But I'm cool though. I'm not a little nigga trying big boy. I'm like the outcast of the new school. Spent about 3 stacks on that Bitcoin. I got this. You a simp, why you gotta buy a gift for? Might buy me a Rari, you buying phone posits and walk around like we ain't different. Shit, y'all just Instagram, shit. Y'all just Twitter shit, yeah. I ain't about to tip with tap, but niggas check the map, but guess who pushed it there? Me, alarm, I got it. And I cannot rap my opponents. And I'm not too popular, media treat my passion like a hazard or something. Y'all get the handoff and fumble at me. I get it and I'ma come over it. Simple city niggas wild with me, so you out of town niggas humble at me. Gassing on me, handless sweet. The homies is homonyms out in these streets. You probably just wondering what do that mean. Mean I ain't too deep, but I ain't too deep. Sweet. I'm the legend niggas trying to be. I went to Portland before I signed with my team. When other niggas couldn't fly on their feet. Never that bro shit applying to me. Forever that dope shit, it running my blood. Like I'm sipping mud and tired of sleep. We laughing at who thought it's quiet for me. Quietly, quietly built my empire to set a fire to the rivaling teams. I'm a lion, you would just be lying about with anybody bothering me. Blood on my teeth, all of my queens got blood on their sneakers. All of my women be loyal and honest. I take them all shopping, then burn the receipt. Who fucking with me?
Not really, like, who fucking with Falon, the God body flow. Falon, that was Wale, bouncing back on you with Stay in Power. How you feel about it?
Yeah, that was banging. That was really banging. It took me back to Something About Nothing.
The album about nothing that he had
with Seinfeld on there. Big Seinfeld fan, so that album was pretty dope. And I don't think that Wale's been rapping like that since then.
Yeah, that's this song right here, the best he done sounded in about 2 years. That's a cool try. I'm not mad at that little song right there. Not mad at it. Keep that up. Keep showing song. The kicks off. We motivated Wale, man. I feel good about that.
I ain't mad at that.
Got him his best song in 2 years. You're welcome, Wale fans.
He finna have a rant on you. That's so mean. he gonna run you out of social media.
I fuck with him. I tweeted today that Wale's catalog might be underrated and deserves a second look. Because with the exception of this last album, Shine, he was on a roll. Mixtapes included.
A roll is strong.
He was on a roll. That's 4 albums plus maybe 2 mixtapes that were fire.
You're a Wale fan.
No, though. I'm a fan of good music.
No, you're more of a Wale fan.
I'm a Wale fan. Okay.
Yeah, tough.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a fact. With that being said, you're more susceptible to say, yeah, these last 4 Wale albums are banging. I listen. I mean, they cool. No, hey, Wale. Hey, Wale albums. Like, 4 albums.
Who else albums off. Would they be, dude? Huh? It's a Wale. He's Wale. It's a Wale album. Of course it's a Wale album.
I don't know what you're talking about. But with that being
first
said,
4 are fire.
They not.
The 5th is trash.
There's somebody that like Wale. If you're a big Wale fan, you can say fire. But they cool albums. He can rap his ass off, but it ain't nothing that you're going to go back and check for a ride to. They ain't substantial
they
pieces
are.
Of music.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, if you like Wale.
With the exception of the last one. The last one's trash. And I like Wale, but I don't like the last album. So because it's him and I like him doesn't mean shit. Because if he puts out a shit album, I'm going to say it's shit.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said that you're more susceptible to say that they're fire. You're more likely to overrate them. I ain't say nothing about underrating them. That was my point.
He just need to bounce back and give me more staying powers, Wale. And I'll be back on your team, all right? Now, let's get to the topic at hand, people. Features, a huge part of hip-hop culture. You got a fire-ass song, a specific song. You have to go get a specific artist to jump on it, to complete it. A whack feature can blow a song. We all know that.
Man, facts.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go through a couple of song scenarios, all right? And pick out who makes the most sense being featured on it. But first, let's knock this out the way. Hooks, clutch, important part of a song.
Much needed.
Who is the hook king in your opinion?
Right now or period to date, I would have to say, man, probably had the same answer on this, like period. overall historical. So you give yours.
I'm historical is Nate Dogg.
So you're saying the King.
Clearly.
But right now, I feel like it's Ty Dolla $ign. I feel like he can emulate that Nate Dogg type sound very well, and he can expand on that. And he got bars, too. I feel like Ty Dolla $ign can kill it. And my man, what's the light skinned kid name from
Drake?
No.
No.
From Ray Shrimmer.
Oh, yeah, Sway Lee.
Sway Lee. Sway Lee. Give me Sway Lee or Ty Dolla $ign right now for any hook.
Now, Ty Dolla $ign is going to body it. We all know that. Sway Lee going to put his sauce on it. That's a fact. But if you need a hook to go in the club or on the radio today, it's still Chris Brown to this day. His hooks are borderline undefeated with the exception of that Remy Ma song.
What Remy Ma song?
She has a new song with him, and it's some slaw, but it's more because of her than him. Mm. He's going to do his thing. He's automatic on the hook. Mm. He marked Price at the free throw line when it comes to the hooks. You can also say Drake, too. His hook game is strong, too. Yeah, ask Blockboy JB.
That's a fact.
You say, how you saying Nate Dogg ain't the all-time OG?
Nah, he got it. Nate Dogg got it. That's,
I don't even know who. I don't even know who would be second behind him. It might be one of the newer people.
Sway Lee.
Sway Lee
coming
from
the crown. I'm telling you.
Don't sleep on Miguel hooks though. Miguel Lloyd got them hooks too. You just can't think of shit right now. Lloyd got them motherfucking hooks. Marsha Ambrosius too for the ladies.
Marsha Ambrosius got them hooks.
Woo! Her hook game. She might be really undefeated. I should have had her as my hook queen.
Lil Mo.
Lil Mo?
Lil Mo used to tell hooks, damn. They said Lil Mo like you don't know who that is.
She got one song with Fab, nigga, the Superwoman.
That's the only hook you've ever heard Lil Mo on.
And she got
hey, there you go. And
the
she
Ja Rule
got,
shit.
And then you're going to go
she
again
got two.
After that.
No, she has two. That's it.
Two songs, and I know who Lil Mo is.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Who you got next?
Most consistent, man. Let's go through a couple of these categories. Most consistent hook person, featured person in today's game, who do you have?
I have three people.
Oh, man.
If I had to go back, I would say Wayne 0809. When he did them 100 features, and he murdered everybody on 100 features, which is like an amazing feat in itself. If I were doing it today, I'm going to say Drake. Like anything to Drake. I don't think I'd have heard Drake do a bad like verse on anything.
Yeah, it's rare. It may have happened.
Yeah, it may have happened. I ain't saying that it didn't. Yeah. As far as him hopping on there, you remember him being like, he was awful.
Yeah, it's
rare. I just
rare.
Don't get that. And then Scarface, like just one of my personal favorites. Every time I hear Scarface on something, I feel like that he brought it.
I feel like people know what to put Scarface on, and that helps.
Exactly.
They have a specific style song that he can float on. And people do that. My consistent today, I would say, is either between 2 Chainz or Big Sean. Big Sean murders shit, All Me with Drake, Mercy, Holy Key. He's consistent. You know what you're getting when you get Big Sean on your shit. And 2 Chainz has actually stepped his game up. Now,
stepped his game up.
He has. Gosh, now, please. Here's the thing. 2 Chainz is the beneficiary of very well-timed beat drops. It's a little bit of a cheat code. But maybe that's his idea to put the beat drops right there, so I will give him the benefit of the doubt because it almost always works.
I'm going to say, how you know he don't think of that?
That's what I'm saying. I give him his props. 2 Chainz knows music like the back of his hand, so I wouldn't doubt that they're his idea to do the cheat code beat drops. But he is the beneficiary of those, so he makes my list because of that.
I see you, Chainz.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Let's go club song, man. You an up-and-coming artist, budget, with a big dog budget. Who you grabbing for your club song?
I think there's only one answer to this, especially right now, and it's Yo Gotti. Like, Yo Gotti is like the consummate in-club song hit. Like, it don't matter when or where it is. He always got one in the tuck for you. So that's who I'd go to. I think that's a layup.
Ain't no way in hell. Migos is the layup. Quavo, get on this immediately. Pause. That, he going to make your club song go. You ain't got nobody want to hear what the fuck you got to say. You get Migos. Or Offset. Take a pick. Offset or Quavo, whichever one you can afford to put on your joint.
Individually or all three of them?
Nah, I'll take individually. Either one. That's a win. Club song going to go up. They got the sound of 2018. They got the energy that you need for your song to pop in the club. I could also go Ray Shrimmer, too. Because they got the sound, too. And they going to keep it hype and shit. Turned up.
Give me Gotti. Got to keep a little hit on the tuck. Keep a saving on Nicki Minaj or something like it.
If I wanted to go back in the day, I'd go Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Yeah. That was cheap.
Crunk era. Bro. That's what I'm saying.
I don't even remember how he, like, I don't even really remember how he started that shit, actually.
Shit. All right, man. Next up, you're an artist with a big dog budget. You got a trap dope song. Who are you featuring in 2018?
Give me 21 Savage. Just because the name don't pop. And, I mean, it ain't traditional trap. Not he ain't going to be in there just talking numbers or no authentic Jeezy or Pusha T type stuff. But for that crowd or sound for this age and authenticity, give me 21 Savage.
Thanks for spoiling my pick. I'm going Pusha T. Nobody talks that shit better than him, arguably.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's going to guarantee you, he might outshine you on your shit.
Tough.
But I'm willing to take that risk by having that Pusha T verse talking what he knows best. He's going to lace it.
A dog horse might be Sci High. That might be
that's
might
a good
be a
point.
Cool one, but just based off his album No Dope on Sundays,
right?
Which is phenomenal. But Sci High could be a cool dog horse right there.
That's a very good point. I'm not mad at that. So we not doing the Jeezys.
Not Hove. Jeezy ice cold right now.
Damn.
I'm not getting Jay-Z to talk dope on my song in 2018.
Yeah, it wouldn't even sound right.
I'm not doing that. That's he can do that on his own.
That's a good point.
But nah, I mean, Jeezy, nothing away from him, but I just don't like, I think that people feel like, and I ain't saying this is true or not, but people feel like that they've heard all Jeezy dope stories. I feel like that's the climate right now for Jeezy. Like, not to say that it ain't fly, not to say that he can't do no dope shit, but what was so appealing about Snowman in the beginning was the stories and people feeling like, because he ain't telling no more new ones, that we heard these stories before.
Recycling them old ones.
Yeah, we heard these.
Real quick before we move on, Ross?
What about him?
For the trap song?
Nah.
Crazy as fuck.
What?
As long as I can get the beat to go with it. Ross got, I need,
I mean,
one of Ross beats.
Like Ross, like on some, I grab,
he
Ross
ain't on
like,
there.
No, I grab him for like a conscious song or something.
No fucking like, way. Grabbing Rick Ross for a conscious song.
I'm not grabbing him for no trap song. What are you talking about? Every Day I'm Hustling? That was 15 years ago.
He just had Trap on his last album, dude.
That was trash too.
I like that song.
And like that ain't even no trap. Like that's just like, that ain't even no trap song. Like to keep it 100, like that's some shit that Rick Ross would do. Because that shit popular. Like, nah, ain't no way I'm putting Rick Ross on a trap song.
Speaking of conscious, you got a conscious record, nice little sample on it. Who are you grabbing to jump on that?
There's only one thing, person in the game that you're gonna go to here, and that's Jermaine Cole. Jermaine Cole is the ultimate, the consummate conscious rapper. He's there. So I mean, and it's gonna be good. Like I feel like J. Cole is a rapper's rapper. And if you're hitting him up and be like, hey, I got this concept, this song, this is what I'm doing, then he going to take it to heart and run with it, especially if it's a good idea. So if I'm looking for quality, I'm going to J. Cole.
And that's the space that he in right now. He's answering that phone call quickly. He going to have that 16 back to you probably same day.
Oh, it's going
to
be 32.
32, I'll take it.
100%.
If I had to go conscious, I'm going Big Crit. I like what Big Crit is on right now. He has the ability to come in. I'm coming down. He can give you the Pimp C shit with the slabs and all that, but he can also flip the script, take it the devil off me. He can go deep underground if you really need him to, like, and give you, like, the bars and the content straight coming from the South, Mississippi. We know what Mississippi look like. Shout out to Mississippi. He can give you some real dope conscious shit. I'm fucking with that. Even though J. Cole would body that shit too, I'm not gonna lie to you. Wherever the fuck J. Cole is at right now,
that's a fact.
All right, let's take it to the coast though. If you need a, if you got a West Coast beat, you need an artist to jump on that shit. Who you fucking with?
I mean, this is a layup. Just, I mean, it might even be because the album just dropped, but I'm going Nipsey.
That's true. Because
you're gonna be the authenticity of the West Coast, and still got bars, still got a little meaning behind it. The whole brand of what that he represent. Like, if I'm going out west, I'm hollering at Nip.
Give me Game right now.
Speaking of Nipsey, Bradley Beal looks like him without the beard.
Not at all.
But go ahead.
Give me Game right now. Still to this day, I feel like. Yeah, I feel
Game
like he's
still rap?
Absolutely. He's been quiet lately, which is the perfect time for me to him to jump on some real shit. Game can rap his ass off. He can tailor his style to however the beat sound, however I'm spitting on there. I need Game on there. He's probably the most consistent artist out of the West.
Nobody
ever
needs Game on anything.
Nah. give me Game on my shit. He's gonna rip it. I'm fucking with Game. Close second is Snoop, just on some legendary shit.
Yeah, I'm going Nipsey then Snoop. What about Down South? Who would you have?
Down South, give me Currency. Currency is low key one of the most consistent rappers in the game. He's constantly putting out material that's always at worst above average. If you're a Currency fan, you probably think it's the shit. But I can always count on him. Currency features real low key. Like, dude snaps on his features.
He be ripping it.
Real low key. So give me the Down South shit. I'm going to have Currency talking about the old school whips, talking that New Orleans shit with that drawl. He going to spit. That's going to be a banger. Give me Currency. What about you?
Currency more so a weed rapper to me. I feel like him.
He can do that too.
Him,
Wiz
and Devin the Dude. Do they got a song together?
I don't know.
They got a song together. Y'all sent me that.
I don't want to hear that shit, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. I would say Big Crit. I feel like he the most southern of the South right now as far as a distinct sound. The Migos sound like the Migos, and then there's people everywhere else that sound like the Migos. But I feel like Big Crit still got the southern drawl. He still do some of the soul, slow down stuff and talk about southern stuff. So if I'm going and want that South sound, I'm going to holler at Big Crit for that.
Can't do nothing but respect that. Let's take it to the East Coast. Who you getting for the East Coast if you need that New York feature?
I got to go Dave East. I don't even think it's another answer. Like, Dave East is the only
see
one.
See what?
He
put the world on Dave East.
Relax.
Me.
Relax.
I was the first motherfucker on Dave East.
Congratulations.
Shit. At Black Roses.
There's a
that was me.
There's a gift card in the mail for you.
I'll take it.
Straight from the Dave East fan club. But no, I mean, he the best one doing it on the East Coast, man. It ain't got no gimmick. It ain't on no, like, bullshit. Just flat out rapping, and you believe what he got going on. He ain't too this and ain't too that, but I'm fucking with Davies.
I can respect that. I got to go with a vet, though. I'm going Fab to this day. Bars on bars. Right now, he doing his fashion thing with his son. Nigga, I can respect
Instagram
it.
Instagram quote on your 16.
Nah, listen.
You're going to be so mad that he got a 16 full of Instagram quotes.
He's going to be lacing that shit, too. Bars. Fab still doing it to this day.
Give me Joe Budden's over Fab.
Fuck no. That nigga ain't rapped in 4 years.
Give me Joe Budden, man.
I don't know.
That Joe Budden verse.
Nobody has said, give me that Joe Budden verse.
A Joe Budden verse would be more popping than a Fab verse right now.
What are we talking about? Should we know he don't want to rap? He would reluctantly do it. He would half-ass your little feature. You'll be hot at him. You'll no longer be the stand that you are. So why would you even want to ruin that?
Nigga said stand first. Where you pull shit way out of your ass? You need to start back eating meat, man. It won't flow so fluid.
You'll never be the stand again, man. Your hero will let you down if you get that Joe Budden verse.
I don't know where you're getting this from. You've been full of it today. Why would you get Fab, though? Like, this nigga old. Like,
nah, don't nobody do that.
Checking
don't do that.
But ain't nobody checking for a Fab feature. You'll scroll down the track list and you'll see Fab. You'll be like, okay. You're not going to
be
excited.
Like, let me hit play on that.
You're not going to be excited and go to a Fab song.
But niggas are excited about a Joe Budden verse in 2018? No.
That wasn't my. First of all, Dave East was my. Like, what are you? You're obsessed with him, ain't you? Why you keep bringing him up? I said Dave East.
I thought you said Joe Budden.
And then I went to Joe Budden secondly. That was my ABC pick. Like, you keep bringing it up.
Anybody from the Midwest? It's easy, Freddie Gibbs. Easy.
I want to talk about staying.
Easy.
Nah, I ain't got no music.
Body in that shit. You want to get Lupe on the conscious song?
No.
He'll out rap you. That's why.
I'm not rapping with him. Nah, I ain't not losing me.
All right, man. Look, do us a favor. Go to Facebook, the Rap Chat group. Let us know, man. Who are you grabbing for the most consistent, or for your club song, trap song, conscious joint? What are you doing? Who you getting for that? Past, present, or future? Fuck it. If you can see around the corner. Damn, club song. I should have said future.
Yeah.
Just thought about that.
Yeah.
I'm switching my shit up.
King of that. Appreciate the participation in the rap chat as well. Y'all
hell
continue
yeah
to let us read into your thoughts of what you got going on. We appreciate all the posts. Speaking of that, that I posted in the rap chat, who's the ultimate feature? Like, if you had whatever budget and you just make it, whatever, you putting Drake on there?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Hell yeah. That's number one. Kendrick number two.
Drake and then Kendrick.
Yeah.
What about Future?
Drake and then Kendrick.
Where
1A, 1B.
Where Future fall at? 2, 3?
Top five.
Top five.
Yeah. Cause he gonna have it right. Top five.
Drake, Kendrick, Future. Is Hov in that top five right now?
He gotta be. Hov on your feature is everywhere. It's gotta be.
Yeah, ain't too many people be able to say I got a Jay-Z feature.
That's the main reason.
If that opportunity presents itself, then you got to take that.
Gotta be. Other than that, it had to be somebody rare who don't come outside, like Eminem or something. It'd be strictly for the pull-up.
Andre.
Oh, my God. Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Forgot about him.
He might do numbers. Depend on who it is, too. Because you'll catch Andre loafing on a, like somebody real low-key.
That's true.
They ain't going to just do numbers. But if it's somebody big with an Andre feature.
That's true.
It may ride.
Let's get to this second song break. Who is Space Jam Bo?
Space Jam Bo. Shout out to Apple Music for the suggestion. I'm going to let y'all figure out if y'all like this or not. But Space Jam Bo, man. He from what part of Alabama? Huntsville.
He's from Huntsville.
Huntsville, Alabama.
He's got a song called Straight featuring YFN Lucci. Let's check it out.
Yep. Boy, he's great. In the hood of the day, they say they miss me. I do this shit right here for all the moves they used to diss me. BBS is in my necklace, got me shining. Thanking God for the blessings, for this shit with perfect timing. No, my granny looking down like, boy, you did it. He told me be what I want to, can't lie, never forget it, yeah. 2 months ago, I was struggling, looking sad. I just checked my bank account and I can go and get a day, yeah. I walk around with 10 said that to make them mad. And I look up to the streets, cause I never had a dad. You can cut the lights out and I'm gonna go and get a bag. I made it from being homeless, just proud, ain't trying to brag. Tell my mama that I made it. Only forward a few, most of them niggas hate it. I'm saying they gon' keep me on just smoking, getting faded. Thinking about them nigga who are with me, but they are treated, yeah. Oh, treated, yeah. We ain't had no other goal, can get no session, eh? Mala, get your boy, your only boy, your only boy, he's great. We ain't had no other goal, can get no session, eh? Mala, get your boy, your only boy, your only boy, he's great. We ain't had no other goal, can get no session, eh?
Alright, man, it was Space Jam Bo coming straight out of Alabama.
Y'all let us know what y'all think about that. What'd you think about it?
That's cool. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You're a young guy, so hopefully he can pop off. Remember, you heard it here first on the On Deck TV podcast, man. Welcome back to the show.
Space Jambo.
That's a tough name right there.
That's tough. I ain't gonna lie. I know we know what his favorite movie was growing up.
Yeah. Tough
or his favorite Jay. He's one of the two.
Got to have him. He got to have exclusive Space Jams too.
Mike got to sign them.
Tough. He need them exclusive.
All right, man. We back. Question of the week. We alluded to it earlier, man, with Childish Gambino at the Atlanta premiere. He had a very interesting quote. Someone asked him, was there anything that he was bad at? Let's give his answer. He said, quote, to be honest, no. That's probably right. Just people. People don't like to be studied or bested. I'm fine with it. I don't really like people that much. People accept me now because I have power, but they still think, oh, he thinks he's the golden flower of the black community. Thinks he's so different. But I am, no. I feel like Jesus. I do feel chosen. My struggle is to use humanity to create a classic work, but I don't know if humanity is worth it or if we're going to make it. I don't know how much time is left. End quote. All right, that was a lot to digest. Is the fame getting to Mr. Glover's head?
First of all, I don't believe that he's good at everything. There's no way that Donald Glover can hoop.
I mean, if Prince can hoop,
nah.
Then you never fucking know who got game.
Prince look a little bit more athletic than Donald Glover, though.
Prince look a lot more shorter than Donald Glover.
But he look like he might can hoop, though. Slick.
There's nothing about Prince that says hooping, dude.
Sitting front row at the Timberwolves game and knowing that he like basketball, say hoop. But I digress on that. It's a lot to unpack here, like you said. He been drinking a little bit of the Kanye juice. He ain't OD on it yet. Also, in his interview, too, he said that he doesn't sleep in beds. He only sleeps on couches because he never has time to go to sleep. So he never makes it to the bed is what he's saying.
Okay.
So I feel like that Donald Glover is kind of giving the people what they want in these interviews, and he's trolling. Like, he knows what it takes to get people talking and probably knows how this will be perceived once people start talking about the interview, hence Quincy Jones' previous interview. So I feel like he kind of trolling. He know what it is. He know what's funny. He's clever in that sense. So I don't have a problem with this at all. I don't think he is as entrenched in it or believing himself like Kanye was when he was talking like this.
Yeah, he said a lot in here, but the one thing I want to focus on, he asked him, what are you bad at? And his answer was probably just people. He said, I don't really like people that much. People accept me now because I have power. I agree with him 1,000%. Childish Gambino comes off as a very unique personality, and he probably wasn't the coolest person in school. They probably looked at him a certain way. Now, all of a sudden, those uniquenesses that he has are in style now because he has a dope show and he's about to be on a new Star Wars and his album was Grammy nominated. Now, all of a sudden, that's cool to a lot of people. And that is one thing that I know a lot of people that don't generally like people. That's one of the reasons they don't like people, because they're fickle. They don't fuck with you until you're cool, and now you're awesome. You're ugly until you have money, and now you're cute. Like, it's just like people are some slaw. So I can understand why he would say that. The comparisons to Jesus, I don't really care about that. That's cool. You feel chosen, I'm with you. I feel chosen too. He said, my struggle is to create a classic work. I'm respecting all of that. I don't know if humanity is worth it. I can respect that too. I'm with him all through this this quote, actually. This just further cements why I fuck with Childish Gambino.
Oh, that's a really good read. If you get a chance, check out that interview. Some of it could be considered controversial. Another interesting thing that I found in it, he said that he misled the people at FX about Atlanta. He told them it was going to be about Paperboy and Irv being the manager, and that's what the whole premise of the show was around, and that's what they would base most of the episodes about. But he said, and truth be told, that they're just doing some creative black shit. There's going to be a lot of sketch type stuff, a lot of different episodes that have nothing to do with that premise at all. So expect that this upcoming season. He said you should love it if you were into Atlanta. So I look forward to that, man. I think that Childish Gambino was a very creative person, and you definitely can't take everything that he's saying in a literal sense. And like I said, I think he's trolling and not being literal here at all.
First of all, I believe 1,000% everything you just said, that he went into FX and sold them that, and when in actuality, he just wanted a kind of a canvas to freestyle on, because a couple of those episodes last year didn't have shit to do with
the whole premise,
the struggle of him putting his cousin on.
They mentioned a couple of things on that first episode that we seen yesterday, but it didn't have anything to do with the whole premise of like going back to Paperboy, nothing like that.
Agreed. And then if you remember the episode with the network when he was on BT or whatever, that shit, like, so there was one with all the with his girl in it the whole time with her sister. So like, he does that, and shout out, that's cool that FX is letting him cook and they signed him for the next year and all that, blah blah blah. But this season does look dope. I like Atlanta because he's doing shit that we haven't seen on TV, but we've heard in regular life. Like, if you're in that culture, like even season one when your man had the clucker with the parking shit, he was like, "I'll watch your car. I'll let you know if they come and tow it, man. Just give me $10." Nigga, my gal was looking like, "Huh?" I was like, "That's Atlanta shit. Like, they be wearing the orange vest and shit."
Orange thing on the shit.
They do stuff like that.
Some shit like in the first episode too.
Exactly, you know it's, I mean, some
that
stuff like that.
First scene is wild. I like that first scene. It jumped out the gate. The whole of first scene.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, for the credits roll. So
it's nothing like we've seen on TV, and I'm here for it. It's dope seeing stories that ain't never been told. New music out this week. Currency, the Spring Collection.
If you could get another city done just like that, what would it be?
I mean, we already got the Shy.
That shit true.
Oh, you mean like in this vein, though?
Same vein. Like, that shit shot shit true.
I
had it.
I mean, we got Insecure. That's LA. That's just like this.
Mine would be New Orleans. I bet that would be some funny.
I can see that.
That would be some funny shit right there.
I can see that. Yeah, I don't know what
accents
I look at.
And all that. I go New Orleans. Y'all let us know if y'all could see a show like Atlanta based on any other city. Put that in the rap chat, man. What
yeah,
show
that'd
be
dope.
Be?
New music, man. Currency, the Spring Collection mixtape. Yo Boy Stolly, Tell the Truth, Shame the Devil, Volume 2.
Who?
Stolly, formerly of MMG.
Oh, the beard.
Yeah, beard guy. Black Youngster, 223. Somebody told me this was straight. I would literally need 99 more people to tell me that this is straight for me to even think about listening to it. So if I can get 99 more people in addition to the one that has told me this is straight, then I will check it out. Other than that, I ain't fucking with it.
It ain't gonna happen.
And last but not least, TV, Unsolved. The murders of Biggie Smalls and Tupac comes on USA Tuesday night. That's tonight. So y'all check that out. That looks interesting, though. It's kind of like that OJ shit they did last year.
I'm over the Tupac and Biggie murders being solved, bro. Like, we know who did it. Just arrest somebody and quit putting these damn documentaries and specials out. Like,
can't arrest a ghost.
Well, quit talking about it then. Like, I mean, they ain't do nothing when he was here. I feel like too little, too late. They ain't worried about justice, more so entertainment.
Yeah, I'm here for the entertainment because I'd have no, I can't do anything about the justice anyway. But on an entertainment piece on strictly like art and TV, it motherfucker look all right. And I was skeptical about it too because it's slick like Pac and Big overload last 2 years.
Yeah.
But with that being said, that Death Row Chronicles is lit though.
Huh? Since that Biggie move, since Notorious came out.
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of documentary, but I ain't gonna lie, that Biggie documentary on A&E was good as fuck. Like people are taking certain angles and adding different wrinkles in it to make shit good, and they have been successful so far. That murder investigation that Ice-T was doing on Fox, that was trash, though. Like, they could have kept that bullshit.
Man, it was a dude doing one on True TV or something, man. The lawyer, the bald head black lawyer to be representing everybody. Like, he was Trayvon Martin lawyer.
Yeah, yeah,
him
I saw
right
that.
There. You
that
seen
wasn't
that?
None.
The who killed Tupac.
Yeah,
that
I watched
shit
that.
Was fucking garbage. That shit. I think it's what got me so turned off of everything now, because I accidentally watched like 2-3 episodes.
I did
of that.
Too. It was garbage.
I was mad at him, dude. I couldn't believe that shit.
That shit was trash. But the Biggie documentary was fire, and that Death Row Chronicles is fire. I'm only about 3 episodes
in. I heard that
in.
Death Row Chronicles was real good.
That shit tough. It's giving you the inner the Jimmy Iovine Dre shit.
Yeah.
But not all the way that, but yeah. It's in that same vein. It's
how they got connected and
it's
shit.
It's killing. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I may check that one out a little later.
What you got on deck for the weekend besides plays and operas?
Man, I wish I had another good play to go to, man. The Warriors in town Friday. That may be cool.
Tickets high as fuck.
They definitely are. So I'm see what I can do. Other than that, man.
Cancel that.
Hopefully get some shit done.
I'm chilling, man. I hope it's sun out. I'm tired of the rain.
I think it's been sunny the last 7 days.
That's a damn lie. It rained on Sunday. And it's raining tomorrow. And the day after that.
The day before that, it was 70 degrees outside and pretty.
Yes, it was.
I'm tired of the rain.
I'm trying to drop the top this weekend.
Need rain to grow.
You need rain to grow.
You need to grow.
Shit, fuck with us on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, and comment, please.
Yeah, man, we're going to start reading y'all comments on the air if y'all leave some good ones. So go ahead to the iTunes page. Let us know what you're thinking. We'll read that on air. Good comment or bad, 5 stars or 1. We'll read them. And did we do the On Deck of the Week? We did, Zachary.
No, now would be the time.
All right, On Decker of the Week, Zachary Aaron Becker.
You love giving full names.
I mean, that's how I got it on Facebook. Take it off. Shit, my name say Spike Lou. Cause why? Guess why? Cause when somebody read my shit, guess how I want them to say it? Spike Lou. You want to read another way, then take it off. It is Zachary Aaron Becker. He took the dope photo in the On Deck t-shirt with the little guy.
Yeah, man.
It was pretty fly. We appreciate that, man. To be On Deck of the Week, y'all just participate, do some fly On Deck type stuff, man, and we'll call your name out next week. But for this week, Zachary Becker, we appreciate you, brother.
Good looking, man. Looked like he was on the beach or something, under some water right there. I can respect that. I need some beach in my life, come to think of it.
Yes.
And they plan me a little vacay, man. That's what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm planning a vacay. Mm. On that note, we'll get with y'all next week, man. Peace.
We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.